chapters 33-39 of Ezekiel, from the World English Bible. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Megan Kunkel. Ezekiel, from the World English Bible, chapters 33-39. Chapter 33. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people, and tell them, When I bring the sword on a land, and the people of the land take a man from among them, and set him for their watchman, if when he sees a sword come on land, he blow the trumpet, and warn the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet, and doesn't take warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and didn't take warning, his blood shall be on him, whereas if he had taken warning, he would have delivered his soul. But if the watchman sees the sword come, and doesn't blow the trumpet, and the people aren't warned, and the sword comes, and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So you, son of man, I have set you a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I tell the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you don't speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, and he doesn't turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. You, son of man, tell the house of Israel. Thus you speak, saying, Our transgressions and our sins are on us, and we pine away in them. How then can we live? Tell them, As I live, says the Lord Yahweh, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn you from your evil ways, for why will you die, house of Israel? You, son of man, tell the children of your people, The righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his disobedience, and as for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turns from his wickedness. Neither shall he who is righteous be able to live thereby in the day that he sins. When I tell the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trust to his righteousness and commit iniquity, none of his righteous deeds shall be remembered, but in his iniquity that he has committed, therein shall he die. Again, when I say to the wicked, You shall surely die, if he turn from his sin, and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that which he had taken by robbery, walk in the statutes of life, committing no iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of his sins that he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. Yet the children of your people say, The way of the Lord is not equal, but as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turns from his righteousness, and commits iniquity, he shall even die therein. When the wicked turns from his wickedness, and does that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. Yet you say, The way of the Lord is not equal. House of Israel, I will judge you everyone after his ways. It happened in the 12th year of our captivity, in the 10th month, in the 5th day of the month, that one who had escaped out of Jerusalem came to me, saying, The city has been struck! Now the hand of Yahweh had been on me in the evening, before he who was escaped came, and he had opened my mouth, until he came to me in the morning, and my mouth was opened, and I was no more mute. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, they who inhabit those waste places in the land of Israel speak, saying, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land, but we are many, the land is given us for inheritance. Therefore tell them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, You eat with the blood, and lift up your eyes to your idols, and shed blood, and shall you possess the land? You stand on your sword, you work abomination, and you defile every one his neighbor's wife, and shall you possess the land? You shall tell them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, As I live, surely those who are in waste places shall fall by the sword, and him who is in the open field will I give to the animals to be devoured, and those who are in the strongholds and in the caves shall die of the pestilence. I will make the land a desolation and an astonishment, and the pride of her power shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate, so that none shall pass through. Then shall they know that I am Yahweh, when I have made the land a desolation and an astonishment, because of all their abominations which they have committed. As for you, Son of Man, the children of your people talk of you by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, Please, come and hear what is the word that comes forth from Yahweh. They come to you as the people comes, and they sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but don't do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their gain. Behold, you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument, for they hear your words, but they don't do them. When this comes to pass, behold, it comes. Then shall they know that a prophet has been among them. Chapter 34. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy, and tell them, even to the shepherds, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves! Shouldn't the shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, and you clothe you with the wool. You kill the fatlings, but you don't feed the sheep. You haven't strengthened the diseased, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought back that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with rigor you have ruled over them. They were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became food to all the animals of the field, and were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains, and on every high hill. Yes, my sheep were scattered on all the surface of the earth, and there was none who searched or sought. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. As I live, says the Lord Yahweh, surely because my sheep became a prey, and my sheep became food to all the animals of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my sheep, but the shepherds fed themselves and didn't feed my sheep. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my sheep at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the sheep. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more. And I will deliver my sheep from their mouth, that they may not be food for them. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I myself, even I, will search for my sheep, and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered abroad, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. I will bring them out from the peoples, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountains of the height of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie down in a good fold, and on fat pasture shall they feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord Yahweh. I will seek that which was lost, and will bring back that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. As for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, the rams and the male goats. Seems it a small thing to you to have fed on the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pasture? And to have drunk of the clear waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet? As for my sheep, they eat that which you have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which you have fouled with your feet. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh to them, Behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you thrust with side and with shoulder, and push all the diseased with your horns, until you have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. I, Yahweh, will be their God, and my servant David prince among them. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause evil animals to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell securely in the wilderness, and sleep in the woods. I will make them in the places around my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in its season. There shall be showers of blessing. The tree of the field shall yield its fruit, and the earth shall yield its increase, and they shall be secure in their land, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, when I have broken the bars of their yoke, and have delivered them out of the hands of those who made slaves of them. They shall no more be a prey to the nations, neither shall the animals of the earth devour them, but they shall dwell securely, and none shall make them afraid. I will raise up to them a plantation for renown, and they shall be no more consumed with famine in the land, neither bear the shame of the nations any more. They shall know that I, Yahweh, their God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord Yahweh. You, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are men, and I am your God, says the Lord Yahweh. Chapter 35. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it, and tell it. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against you, Mount Seir, and I will stretch out my hand against you, and I will make you a desolation and an astonishment. I will lay your cities waste, and you shall be desolate, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Because you have had a perpetual enmity, and have given over the children of Israel to the power of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time of the iniquity of the end. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord Yahweh, I will prepare you to blood, and blood shall pursue you. Since you have not hated blood, therefore blood shall pursue you. Thus will I make Mount Seir an astonishment and a desolation, and I will cut off from it him who passes through and him who returns. I will fill its mountains with its slain, in your hills and in your valleys, and in all your watercourses shall they fall who are slain with a sword. I will make you a perpetual desolation, and your cities shall not be inhabited, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Because you have said, These two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it. Whereas Yahweh was there, therefore, as I live, says the Lord Yahweh, I will do according to your anger, and according to your envy which you have shown out of your hatred against them, and I will make myself known among them when I shall judge you. You shall know that I, Yahweh, have heard all your insults which you have spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, They are laid desolate, they are given us to devour. You have magnified yourselves against me with your mouth, and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard it. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, When the whole earth rejoices, I will make you desolate. As you did rejoice over the inheritance of the house of Israel, because it was desolate, so will I do to you. You shall be desolate, Mount Seir, and all Edom, even all of it, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 36. You, son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel, and say, You mountains of Israel, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Because the enemy has said against you, Aha! And the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy, and say, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Because, even because they have made you desolate, and swallowed you up on every side, that you might be a possession to the residue of the nations, and you are taken up in the lips of talkers, and the evil report of the people. Therefore, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh to the mountains and to the hills, to the watercourses and to the valleys, to the desolate waste and to the cities that are forsaken, which are become a prey and derision to the residue of the nations that are all around. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, Surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the nations, and against all Edom, that have appointed my land to themselves, for a possession with the joy of all their heart, with the spite of soul, to cast it out for a prey. Therefore prophesy concerning the land of Israel, and tell the mountains and to the hills, to the watercourses and to the valleys, thus says the Lord Yahweh. Behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my wrath, because you have borne the shame of the nations. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, I have sworn, saying, Surely the nations that are around you, they shall bear their shame. But you, mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches, and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn into you, and you shall be tilled and sown, and I will multiply men on you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the cities shall be inhabited, and the waste places shall be built, and I will multiply on you man and animal, and they shall increase and be fruitful, and I will cause you to be inhabited after your former estate, and will do better to you than at your beginnings, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Yes, I will cause men to walk on you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess you, and you shall be their inheritance, and you shall no more henceforth bereave them of children. Thus says the Lord Yahweh. Because they say to you, You land are a devourer of men, and have been a bereaver of your nation. Therefore you shall devour men no more, neither bereave your nation any more. says the Lord Yahweh. Neither will I let you hear any more of the shame of the nations, neither shall you bear the reproach of the peoples any more, neither shall you cause your nation to stumble any more, says the Lord Yahweh. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel lived in their own land, they defiled it by their way and by their doings. Their way before me was as the uncleanness of a woman in her impurity. Therefore I poured out my wrath on them for the blood which they had poured out on the land, and because they had defiled it with their idols, and I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doings I judged them. When they came to the nations, where they went, they profaned my holy name, and that men said of them, These are the people of Yahweh, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had regard for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations where they went. Therefore tell the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, I don't do this for your sake, house of Israel, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the nations shall know that I am Yahweh, says the Lord Yahweh, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, and gather you out of all the countries, and will bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my ordinances, and do them. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain, and will multiply it, and lay no famine on you. I will multiply the fruit of the tree, and the increase of the field, that you may receive no more the reproach of famine among the nations. Then you shall remember your evil ways, and your doings that were not good, and you shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Nor for your sake do I this, said the Lord Yahweh. Be it known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your ways, house of Israel. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, In the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will cause the cities to be inhabited, and the waste places shall be built. The land that was desolate shall be tilled, whereas it was a desolation in the sight of all who passed by. They shall say, This land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are fortified and inhabited. Then the nations that are left around you shall know that I, Yahweh, have built the ruined places, and planted that which was desolate. I, Yahweh, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, For this, moreover, will I be inquired of by the house of Israel, to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as the flock for sacrifice, as the flock of Jerusalem in her appointed feast. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 37. The hand of Yahweh was on me, and he brought me out in the spirit of Yahweh, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and behold, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? I answered, Lord Yahweh, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and tell them, You dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will bring up flesh on you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold, an earthquake, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I saw, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh came up, and skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he to me, Prophesy to the wind, prophesy, son of man, and tell the wind. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Come from the four winds, breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy, and tell them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. You shall know that I am Yahweh, when I have opened your graves, and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land, and you shall know that I, Yahweh, have spoken it and performed it, says Yahweh. The word of Yahweh came again to me, saying, You, son of man, take one stick and write on it, for Judah and for the children of Israel his companions. And then take another stick and write on it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel his companions. And join them for you one to another into one stick, that they may become one in your hand. When the children of your people shall speak to you, saying, Will you not show us what you mean by these? Tell them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his companions, and I will put them with it, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. The sticks whereon you write shall be in your hand before their eyes. Say to them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations where they are gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land, on the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all. And there shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places, in which they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So they shall be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my ordinances, and observe my statutes, and do them. They shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob my servant, in which your fathers lived, and they shall dwell therein, they, and their children, and their children's children, forever. And David my servant shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tent also shall be with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The nations shall know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Chapter 38. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Gog, of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against you, Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and I will turn you about, and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring you forth, and all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed in full armor, a great company with buckler and shield, all of them handling swords, Persia, Cush, and Put with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer, and all his hordes, the house of Togarmah, in the uttermost parts of the north, and all his hordes, even many peoples with you. Be prepared, yes, prepare yourself, you, and all your companies who are assembled to you, and be a guard to them. After many days you shall be visited. In the latter years you shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword, that is gathered out of many peoples on the mountains of Israel, which have been a continual waste. But it is brought forth out of the peoples, and they shall dwell securely, all of them. You shall ascend, you shall come like a storm. You shall be like a cloud to cover the land, you and all your hordes, and many peoples with you. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, It shall happen in that day, that things shall come into your mind, and you shall devise an evil device, and you shall say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, I will go to those who are at rest, who dwell securely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take the spoil, and to take the prey, to turn your hand against the waste places that are now inhabited, and against the people who are gathered out of the nations, who have gotten livestock and goods, who dwell in the middle of the earth, Sheba, and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions of it, shall tell you, Are you come to take the spoil? Have you assembled your company to take the prey, to carry away the silver and gold, to take away livestock and goods, to take great spoil? Therefore, son of man, prophesy, and tell Gog, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, In that day when my people Israel dwells securely, shall you not know it? You shall come from your place out of the uttermost parts of the north, you, and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company and a mighty army, and you shall come up against my people Israel, as a cloud to cover the land. It shall happen in the latter days, that I will bring you against my land, that the nations may know me, when I shall be sanctified in you, Gog, before their eyes. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Are you he of whom I spoke in old time by my servants the prophets of Israel, who prophesied for many years that I would bring you against them? It shall happen in that day, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, says the Lord Yahweh, that my wrath shall come up into my nostrils. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fish of the sea, and the birds of the sky, and the animals of the field, and all creeping things who creep on the earth, and all the men who are on the surface of the earth, shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. I will call for a sword against him to all my mountains, says the Lord Yahweh. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. With pestilence and with blood will I enter into judgment with him, and I will rain on him and on his hordes, and on the many peoples who are with him, an overflowing shower, and great hailstones, fire, and sulfur. I will magnify myself, and sanctify myself, and I will make myself known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 39. You, son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against you, Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and I will turn you about, and will lead you on, and will cause you to come up from the uttermost parts of the north, and I will bring you on the mountains of Israel, and I will strike your bow out of your left hand, and will cause your arrows to fall out of your right hand. You shall fall on the mountains of Israel, you and all your hordes, and the peoples who are with you. I will give you to the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the animals of the field to be devoured. You shall fall in open field, for I have spoken it, says the Lord Yahweh. I will send a fire on Magog, and on those who dwell securely in the islands, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. My holy name will I make known in the midst of my people Israel. Neither will I allow my holy name to be profaned any more, and the nations shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it comes, and it shall be done, says the Lord Yahweh. This is the day about which I have spoken. Those who dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall make fires of the weapons and burn them, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the war clubs and the spears, and they shall make fires of them 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any of the forests. For they shall make fires of the weapons, and they shall plunder those who plundered them, and rob those who robbed them, says the Lord Yahweh. It shall happen in that day that I will give to Gog a place for burial in Israel, the valley of those who pass through on the east of the sea, and it shall stop those who pass through. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamon Gog. 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying them, that they may cleanse the land. Yes, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown in the day that I shall be glorified, says the Lord Yahweh. They shall set apart men of continual employment, who shall pass through the land, and with those who pass through, those who bury those who remain on the surface of the land, to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search. Those who pass through the land shall pass through, and when any sees a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, until the undertakers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. Hamona shall also be the name of a city. Thus shall they cleanse the land. You, son of man, thus says the Lord Yahweh, speak to the birds of every sort, and to every animal of the field. Assemble yourselves, and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice on the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bulls, all of them fatlings of Bashan. You shall eat fat until you be full, and drink blood until you be drunken, of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. You shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, says the Lord Yahweh. I will set my glory among the nations, and all the nations shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid on them. so the house of Israel shall know that I am Yahweh their God, from that day and forward. The nations shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me, and I hid my face from them. So I gave them into the hand of their adversaries, and they fell all of them by the sword. According to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions did I to them, and I hid my face from them. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, Now will I bring back the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy on the whole house of Israel, and I will be jealous for my holy name. They shall bear their shame, and all their trespasses by which they have trespassed against me, when they shall dwell securely in their land, and none shall make them afraid, when I have brought them back from the peoples, and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and am sanctified in them, in the sight of many nations. They shall know that I am Yahweh their God, and that I caused them to go into captivity among the nations, and have gathered them to their own land, and I will leave none of them any more there, neither will I hide my face any more from them. For I have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the Lord Yahweh. End of chapters 33 through 39.